Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Hourglass Bride. I am so thrilled and so excited for today's show. For maybe the past year, 2 years that we've been doing these shows, I've been so desirous to be doing a show on green weddings, because I always want to bring you the very best information and what's most timely, most effective, and really what a beautiful way to start your life together. And today's guest, boy, she is a specialist in this field, and I am just so thrilled that she is with us today. Today we are talking with Kate Harrison, and Kate is the founder of Green Life Guides, and she is a JD in environmental law and a master's from Yale in environmental policy. That's such an incredible background. She planned her own green wedding in 2007, and she wrote the best-selling green wedding book, The Green Bride Guide. I love that. It's called The Green Bride Guide, How to Plan an Earth-Friendly Wedding on Any Budget. Fantastic. In 2009, she founded greenbrideguide.com, which has grown to become the number one site for green weddings. And then in 2010, which I absolutely love, she created the country's very first green wedding professional certification class. And I was actually looking at that on her site today and thinking, I want to do it. It's such a wonderful, wonderful course. And then in 2013, she launched the Green Mom's Guide for eco-conscious parents. And so this is really a passion of hers. It's something that's in her heart, and it's something that we all can do. Each and every one of us can take a step towards this, and I think I cannot imagine when you think about a seed becoming a flower and something blossoming into something beautiful, then that's what your love is. That's what your marriage is. Wouldn't you want to start your life with green wedding tips? So anyway, I'm so thrilled and so excited that she took time out of her day to be with us today. Kate, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Nicole. And I just love the metaphor you just used about the seed blossoming into a flower. I feel like it's just so perfect for love and relationships, and obviously is very green as well. So I will be stealing that in the future when I talk about green weddings.
Absolutely. When we were creating this show, I made a list of what I really wanted to bring forward to the audience. And this was at the very top of my list. And I have really been looking over the past few years for somebody, you know, at the show we always want to bring people the very best information, not just information, but the very, like, the cherry on the sundae. This is the best you can get. And you really are that person. This is your background. This is your life. It's your passion. And so tell us how you got into this. One of the things I love to talk about is when somebody's little, you know, when you were a little girl and people want to be Miss America, an astronaut or whatever, were you always green conscious, or were you always environmentally connected?
You know, I really was. I wasn't wedding connected until I got engaged, and I'm sure we'll talk about that in a minute. But I was always very aware of the environment and very concerned about it. I mean, I grew up in Connecticut on the ocean. And a lot of people don't know this about wastewater treatment, and why would you? But in many of the old cities like New Haven, where I grew up, all of the water from the storm drains and all of the water from the toilets, everything goes into the same sewage system. And so when it rains here, they actually can't process the amount of water that comes through. And so there are always a few days every summer where the Long Island Sound, where I would go swimming, wouldn't be safe to swim in because there'd be effluents in it. And so I think really, really early on, I was just aware that humans have an impact on the environment and not necessarily a good one. And so all through school, I founded an environmentalist group when I was 12 years old. I mean, you know, I was really a very greeny green kid from the beginning, for sure.
That's fantastic. Oh, my gosh. You know, it's amazing because I love now that kids are so conscious of the earth. And I just remember that I saw Julia Butterfly Hill on a video once, and she was saying, when you throw something away, there is a way. There is no way, you know, and that always stuck with me. That line always stuck with me. And I think that now, I mean, there's so many things that I look at the little ketchups and the little mustards, you know, and at the food stands or at any of the fast food places or even in diners or in restaurants that you'll find at the airports. And I always think, like, the center of the toilet seat on the paper thing, like, there are just so many things that don't make sense and so many things we can do. And so I was looking at your website, which is amazing, by the way. It's a beautiful website.
Thank you.
And so, you know, so tell me your journey. You said that you got married and that you wrote a book on how to plan an earth-friendly wedding, a guide. And so how did that begin? Was you fell in love and said, okay, I want to do this in a different way? And then once you realized that other people did it naturally think that way, you decided to share that information? Or what was the track and path? Because I just think it's amazing.
Yeah, you know, So my background's in environmental law and policy, and I've always been looking for ways to, you know, make environmental decisions easy and economical for people. And I really think it has to be something that everyone feels like they can do, and they're not sacrificing a lot to do it. And when my husband and I got married, you know, we met at the Yale School of Forestry, so he was studying environmental history, and then I was studying environmental law, and, you know, we were just two greenies in love and wanted to have a wedding, but that wasn't, you know, a burlap sack type wedding. We really wanted to have something that was stylish and sophisticated and felt like it really represented both our values and our aesthetics. And as we started that process of planning our wedding, I found it so much harder to find the resources than I expected. I mean, I really read everything I could find online. There were a couple of old books that were out. You know, and just really locating those vendors and those products was very, very time-consuming. And I thought to myself, and here I am, you know, very, very dedicated to it, if I'm finding this to be really challenging and time-consuming, if I didn't have the time to do it or I didn't have the passion driving it, it was just something I would like to do, I don't know if I would have done it. I mean, I really just wanted to make it easy, much, much easier. That was the impetus. And so, you know, I ended up writing the book as a guidebook to help brides. I think that's because my parents were both authors, and so that was my background. That was sort of the solution, like, oh, you have a problem, you write a book about it. But we live in an internet era, and I thought, well, wouldn't it be nice if I could connect brides with pictures and stories and products and vendors all right there online, instead of having, you know, the book is nice too, but having it be more immediate action, I thought would be helpful as well. So I launched the website to accompany the book.
That's incredible. And so I wanted to ask you about some of the tabs that were on your site. And so you talk about, you know, the gifts in the registry. And so what would be an example of something that's green and a way to go? And I know that you had on the blog that you were talking about the invitations, which I just loved, the recycled invitations. And so I would, you know, if you can help our audience understand what that would look like, because I think that most people do think what you were saying originally, it's going to be a burlap wedding, and it's not at all. It was, I mean, I think that your site, and I've been in the bridal business for quite some time now, and your site is one of the most exquisite bridal sites out there. And so it can be as elegant and as five-star and as classy as you want it to be. And so I would just love for you to share what that looks like.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I would say to start, you know, first let me back up and just say that when I started, so I got married in 2007, and the book and the blog, my original blog, came out in 2008. And since that time, the availability of green products has absolutely exploded in the marketplace. And what I've seen over time is both a shift in bridal wear. You know, you were talking about before the first generation of kids that are now getting married who grew up with that environmental awareness. And that we are seeing that across the board. So over the last 5 years, green weddings went from being something that 5 to 10% of the population was interested in to something that over 70% of the population is interested in. And that's, you know, David's Bridal's research. So, you know, this is a not particularly green company that's studying trends that has put that information out there. And I think that's definitely the case, and people are just much more aware. But at the same time, today's bride doesn't want necessarily one look for her wedding, right? There are so many different styles and seasons and colors and flavors of weddings. And so the marketplace has really grown to reflect that. And I say, you know, it used to be that green was sort of a style of wedding. You were having a green-themed wedding. And now green is really an approach. And you can have any style. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
I just wanted to jump in there. No, absolutely, because I saw one of your blogs had a whole thing on the color purple. I love that. Because you had a whole section on the color purple at a wedding, which in your mind, when you're thinking green wedding, but you're right, it is a modality and a way of life, not that everything is green.
Right, exactly, which isn't to say you can't have it be green, because there's some beautiful green weddings as well, right? It's just it's really just about looking for those simple substitutions. So getting back to your question, which is about invitations and registry, you know, it's really that every single part of a wedding from start to finish has green substitutions that are the same price or less in many cases, and that are going to fit your style and budget. And so as you go through the process, it's really, you know, fun and interesting and exciting to think about, well, what would those green choices be and what do they look like? And it's kind of an endless playground of images and selections. So I can definitely go through, and I'm happy to do invitations and registry first, or if you want, we could kind of walk through the timeline, whatever you think makes most sense for you.
Sure. I mean, I love you had so many. You had the green makeup. You had the environmentally safe makeup. And one of the tabs, one of your blogs that I think that stood out immediately to me in my heart is your chocolate supporting child labor.
Yeah.
I did a big push around. Oh, my gosh. And your Valentine chocolates. So wherever you want to start, I'm happy to start, because I think all of it is so enlightening for our audience and so vitally important and so beautiful and something that each and every person listening to the show, and even those listeners out there that are listening to the show that are married, and they've been married 25 years or they're in relationships and they're here joining our show learning how to better the quality of their life. These are still tools and techniques they can use in their daily living. So,
well, so then let's start at the beginning, because I like to be systematic in my approach.
Sure.
Right, very lawyerly of me. So I like to start with the wedding website. This is something that most people don't necessarily think of as being a green choice, and a lot of brides set one up just because they're convenient. But I really encourage brides to set up a wedding website. MyWedding.com offers free wedding websites that have eco-friendly matching invitations. So if you want to have your invitations match your site, you can, but it's not required. But either way, you set up a free wedding website. That allows you to put all that information that was traditionally printed and put inside an invitation, like directions and housing and all of that stuff, events, all that goes online. So right out of the gate, you're able to save the paper of printing. And then when it comes to the invitation, you know, really thinking about your style again is going to be the driver. So there's everything from free electronic invitations, some of which are quite beautiful. Paperless post isn't free, but they're very inexpensive, and it's like an envelope that arrives in your inbox, and it turns over, and it opens, and it's very custom. I mean, they're really quite lovely, or an e-vite if it's a very casual event. So you can spend almost no money on your invitation if you want and do it digital. All the way up on the other side to, you know, people who really want that thick cotton paper with the letterpress look. There's Eco Couture Letterpress, and that's made out of, instead of regular bleached cotton, it's recycled industry cotton. So the paper itself is made out of recycled cotton, and it's quite luxurious. So it really depends, and everything in between, recycled paper, tree-free paper, seed paper, wood, grain paper is a new one, these very, very thin pieces of FSC-certified wood, Forest Stewardship Council. Certified wood. So there's many, many, many invitation choices.
That's incredible. That's so exciting to know, too. Because I think that people, when they dream about their wedding, they always think about the invitation and, you know, sending them out and how many guests are they going to have and, you know, it's going to have the date. And so I love the fact that from the very beginning that they can start stepping into a whole world that's actually environmentally safe.
And yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned the gift registry, and now I'm going to break my own rule and jump around a little bit, but a gift registry is a great thing to put on a website. You know, so many brides are concerned about how to share news about their registry without seeming imposing on their guests, but, you know, guests really do want to know, and putting a link to your registry on your wedding website is totally socially acceptable. And again, you don't have to print out a card or anything. You just put it up there. And then in terms of what you register for, there are eco-friendly products, again, sort of simple substitutions. If you're getting sheets, get those organic cotton sheets or the hemp silk sheets, and they're so luxurious. If you're getting pans, you can get recycled metal pans. You know, every single part of the gift registry, you're getting things that you want to last through your lifetime anyway. You're getting things that are going to last 20, 40, 60 years. So you might as well pick things that are really high quality and that are also sustainably made. You know, recycled glass dishes, recycled metal utensils, things like that.
Stay at my house just recently, and they were here as a guest, and they came back one day with all of these ladles, and instead of the spoons, you know, they were all green products, and they said, you know, I don't want you to die with the products that you're using. And so, you know, this is what you'll use for your eggs, and this is what you'll use for your soup, and this is what, and that was
nice.
The thank you for letting me stay at your house gift. And I love the fact that it was like, I don't want you to die. So here, I'm going to save your life. Thank you for letting me stay at your house. But the fact that her gift, her thought was, this is environmentally safe, and it's safe for you. And when people love you, and people that are coming to your wedding hopefully love you and care about you, then of course they would want to get the very best products that are the safest for you and for the world.
Yeah, and some of those products are not, you know, so glamorous, but are super high functional. So, you know, my husband and I registered for glass Tupperware, and you know, almost a decade later, we still use that glass Tupperware, I mean, all the time, and I love it. We put soup in it. When I had my son, we had the little glass Tupperwares, and I froze milk for him in it. You know, it's like that Tupperware has gotten a lot of use, so I would like to thank, you know, our aunt who bought it for us, and, you know, every time I use it, I'm grateful, and I think of her, and it's lasted way longer than the plastic Tupperware, and it doesn't leach toxins into the food, so, you know, it's like win-win-win, you know.
Absolutely.
And I was going to say, and guests can use, you know, brides can use, sorry, there are these universal registry programs now, like MyRegistry.com, that allows you to pick and choose products from all over the internet. You can hook up with local artisans, and you can put those products all onto one big list, so you don't have to have 20 registries and confuse everyone. And then I also encourage guests, brides, to set up a second or third registry even. If they're going to do two or three registries, have one for products and then one for travel or experiences. You know, a lot of people are getting married later. You come to a marriage with two sets of dishes, and instead of feeling pressured to register for those teacups that you're never, ever going to use, you know, register for part of your honeymoon. Or my husband and I registered for art classes and dinner at our favorite restaurant and, you know, things like that that are memories that will last a lifetime as well.
That's great.
And then I love a charity registry, too. I mean, I think some guests will always want to give a donation in your honor, and it's a great opportunity to give, you know, set up a fund that's supporting something that you and your fiancé really care about.
That's really beautiful. That's really wonderful. I know that we've talked to people about first-time home buying, where people can donate for a down payment for a house for you. But I love the idea of putting a charity online.
I think that the down payment idea is, again, it's sort of very practical and, you know, not for everybody. Definitely some people will not want to put money into your house, but there are registries that allow you to make it cuter, like you're buying the sink fixtures, you're buying, right, like two beams or whatever to kind of break it up and make it more concrete. And again, if that's what you really want, that's wonderful.
And I think that people do that, isn't it, HEPA, you know, HEPA or whatever, that organization that you can buy for Christmas, like a cow or a baby llama.
Oh, HEPA International.
Yes. And so I love that there is a charity that you can do that, or even that people can come to your wedding and feed a homeless child, or somebody can come save the environment or save the dolphins or the whales. I think that that's a beautiful idea. I really do.
Yeah. So. And if you're inclined that way, you know, we're, again, I'm sort of going out of order now, but the in terms of savers, it comes at the end of the wedding, but when we're talking about gifts, people buy gifts to their bridesmaids and their groomsmen, and they often give a wedding saver. And so that's another one where, you know, if you feel like it's the right match for your group of friends and your family, you can give a donation in honor of the guests instead of, you know, giving them something physical, although there are a lot of really lovely physical things to give as well. And maybe now's a good time for me to talk about some of those, too. I mean, there's so many ideas.
Sure. Absolutely. We'd love to hear that.
So favors, it's, again, invitations and favors are sort of the two most popular things to green. And I think it's because there are so many choices and because it is so easy. But you know, for favors, I really love to see the sort of seed. You were talking about the seed metaphor in the beginning, and that's very popular. Seed and tree favors for green weddings are very popular, and there are so many forms. I've seen people give actual little seed, you know, saplings. I've seen them give these beautiful bulbs wrapped in, you know, like a little gift box with a raffia ribbon that are really quite elegant. I've seen seeded paper. This is becoming more and more popular. We have a wonderful vendor on Green Bride Guide called Cast Paper Art that make seeded bookmarks and seeded, they're like ornaments sort of for a tree and all sorts of different things made out of paper that can be planted that you can then write a note on and have them plant. And that's sweet, very sweet. And seed bombs were very popular last year, these little balls that people can throw out on the side of the road or in their own garden to create wildflower areas. So all of those types of favors are very, very popular. And I really love edible favors as well. And I think this is great, particularly to capture the regional feel of a wedding. So I love seeing something local at a wedding. You know, if you're talking about a wedding in New England in the fall, a little jar of maple syrup. If you're in the South, a little barbecue sauce. If you're in Napa, a little bottle of wine. You know, something that really speaks to the region that the event is being held in that the guests can go and enjoy afterward. Have you seen any of those?
I have, and I think it's such a wonderful idea. I really do. And I love the idea of the seeds and being able to plant something. I think it's so beautiful and so special and always a memory. There is a wonderful organization. It's a charity called Fiera. And their logo, I don't know if you've seen a T-shirt, it's No Love Is Ever Wasted.
Yeah.
I absolutely love. And they go to these third world countries and they plant seeds. And they tell the people in the village, these small children, and that when a flower grows, somebody loves you and is thinking about you. And so, and it's something that's simple. But when you do that, when you give seeds, then when those flowers grow or when the fruits or the vegetables or whatever blossoms, then you know that the people that gave it to you are giving the nourishment, life, light, energy, you know, beauty, all the graciousness, all of those things that come with what, you know, blossoms and blooms. So I think that's a fabulous idea.
Yeah, I love all of those. The favors are really fun, and they really are so, you know, they're so beautiful, and they are so symbolic, and they are something else. I've also seen a number of guests, a number of brides this year doing a lot of DIY favors that also, again, are from something that the guests can use again or enjoy again. Like I went to a wedding this fall where the bride and groom made their own little syrups, these sort of flavored ginger syrup, and then their signature cocktail at the wedding had that syrup in it, and then they sent us home with a little thing of the syrup so we could make the same cocktail again and, you know, toast to them over the course of the year. So I loved that. I thought that was very sweet and sentimental and also delicious and fun for us. You know, and when we finally cracked that little bottle open, I called my friend Alicia and let her know.
Oh, that's so sweet. I really do like that. It's a wonderful idea. I love that you've collected all of these beautiful gift ideas and these beautiful things. I mean, even the wine from the region and that you've actually created a place and a space. Like you're saying, most brides are so busy that they don't have time unless it's at their fingertips, even though the desire might be in their heart to say, gosh, it would be really lovely to do something nice for the world since the world has given me this great person to love. But the fact that you've actually created the site and these books for people to be able to find this information and to give them the right ideas is just brilliant. So kudos to you.
Thank you. Yeah, and I try to make it very actionable. You know, one of the great frustrations I see in the wedding industry is you see these beautiful images on Pinterest or something, and you'll click on that image, and it doesn't go anywhere. Like, whenever possible, I try to have the picture connect to something they can actually buy that is either the same thing or something similar, because, you know, who has time to go try to track the thing down? It's like, right, you just want to sort of get it as much as possible. And that's actually when I decided we were going to layer in the wedding shop. So we started bringing vendors on board in 2012 who sell some of the kind of most popular green products, because it was just easier to let brides buy it right then and there instead of sending them all over the internet and links change and stuff like that. So we actually represent 250 green vendors on the site, or I don't even, maybe more. It's been a while since I've checked in on the numbers, but that's something that's really fun too, just working with the vendors to create green products.
That's amazing, and I love the organic makeup, because or the, you know, if it's not animal tested or the products or whatever it is that you have there, because that's something every bride could do. That's something that every woman that's listening to the show can do. It doesn't matter if she's been married 50 years, 25 years, has not yet met her spouse and mate, but being able to be consciously aware of that and to know that there are really luscious, beautiful, stunning products that are available and out there.
I'm so glad you brought that up. This is one of my great crusades, and I always say when I leave Green Bride Guide eventually, I'm going to go work for the Environmental Working Group, because there are, you know, the average woman puts on, I think it's either 12 or 14 different beauty products a day on average, and the average man puts on 8 or 9. So, you know, by the time you put on the shaving cream and the deodorant and all this stuff, and most of these products contain known carcinogens and toxins, because we don't ingest them. They're not regulated by the Food and Drug Agency, except your skin absorbs them. So they're not going in your mouth, but you can absorb up to 70% or more of what's put on your body. And so the fact that we're putting on these things we know cause all sorts of health problems. And again, this is an area where there are just so many wonderful, affordable, great-smelling, beautifully made substitutions. And so I really encourage all of your listeners to get out a pen or get in front of their computer and go to the Skin Deep database. It's the Environmental Working Group's Skin Deep database. And you can do two things there. You can look up your current beauty products and find out how toxic they are on a scale of 1 to 10, which is a totally upsetting thing to do. And then the second thing you can do, after you immediately dispose of all of those things, is use their database to go find things that are a 0, a 1, or a 2, instead of a 7, 8, 9, or 10, which is what most of the beauty products that you'll find at CVS and Walgreens are. So it's a great thing to do. And I encourage brides, you know, you really want to look beautiful on your wedding day. This is a great opportunity to go out and buy new makeup, buy some really nice things that will last a long time, that are totally safe for you, and then bring them to your makeup artist, you know, and have them do your makeup professionally. You don't have to do it yourself. But use those products that are natural and good for your skin and good for the environment, because there's just no reason not to, and it's dangerous for your health. And I tell that to obviously pregnant women in particular, is something I worry about a lot. But also, you know, moms who have small kids, my son's always kissing my face and licking me and doing all sorts of things. So I really want to make sure that the products that I'm using are safe for him and safe for me and safe for the world.
Wow, that's such great advice, Kate. Skin Deep Database.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm going to go grab a martini and go online now.
Yeah. Exactly. So let's talk, if it's okay, a little bit. We talked about the easiest thing to green, food and favorites, but I want to just take a minute and talk about the thing that has the most impact because, you know, more than half of the wedding budget is spent on food and flowers, but more than half usually goes to food. And, you know, we've all been to the wedding where there's chicken and fish and sort of the standard wedding fare, but if you can funnel even a portion of the money that you're spending on food, which is over $10,000 on average, into local, seasonal, and organic food, then not only do you decrease the environmental footprint of your wedding, but you know the food is fresher, and it tastes better, and it's less generic, and it's more memorable, and it's definitely more delicious. So finding a caterer that's sourcing locally or, you know, asking if you can include some of those elements when you're speaking with your caterer and see what you can come up with. It's pretty easy to do if they're, you know, flexible or dedicated at all.
You know, I also saw on your blog that you had something about the fish, saying farmed fish or wild-caught fish for the wedding as well.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you brought that up too. So this is another one where it's not so straightforward and it changes all the time. So people always say, well, what's the best fish to serve at my wedding? And the answer is I have to go look and see where you are in the country and what year we're in and what's going on with the fish populations. But thankfully, there's an organization that does that for us, and that organization is the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch Program. And if you type in, again, Seafood Watch, into Google, they'll actually bring you to these regional guides. I think they have an iPhone app as well that you can, or an Android app in the App Store. And you can see what makes sense. So for salmon, it could be Atlantic salmon is the best and farm is the worst. And they'll show you, they have a green, yellow, and red, you know, categories, and they make it really easy for you to sort of quickly find good substitutions that are both being sustainably harvested or, you know, have robust populations so that we're not causing significant damage and also have low mercury counts. So they're looking at the health side of it as well and making sure that you're not getting significant pollution and mercury exposure when you're eating your fish. So I always recommend whether you're planning an event or just going out to dinner, doing a quick check on the Seafood Watch website or app is a great way to make a good sustainable fish choice for your wedding.
This is incredible. And so, and I want to talk about the certification, but before I do that, I have to ask about the chocolate, because I think that was the thing that really caught my eye. I mean, when I read that, I was like, are you kidding? I would never even think that.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of things have hidden impacts. And actually, the chocolate's a great opportunity to talk about flowers, too. So maybe I'll weave that in, which is just that, you know, a lot of the cocoa is harvested by children, and then a lot of the cocoa has significant amounts of pesticides on it, and so there are big issues with child labor and pesticide exposure and worker illness in the chocolate industry. And now that said, there are many companies, including some very large companies, that have taken a pledge not to use chocolate that's you know, ropes in child labor, but one of the companies that will not sign that pledge is Hershey's, and so there was a big push around Valentine's Day to just raise awareness of the fact that Hershey's is still using child labor chocolate, and I'm really hoping that the political pressure from, you know, everybody who has signed on, and there's a petition floating around, and I encourage everyone to go take a look at it. She's kind of anti-Hershey's. I'm trying to remember. There's a good hashtag for it. If I can pull it up, I'll try to pull it up before the call is over. But yeah, that's a big issue. And it's the same thing in flowers. So 80% of the flowers, particularly roses, that we buy in the United States are grown overseas, mostly in Africa and South America. Many of them are grown in hothouses. And there's no regulation on the amount of chemicals a flower can have on it because we don't eat it, again. So to get that rose to be perfect and be shipped from Africa to here, and then, you know, all that travel, the roses are literally doused in pesticides and fertilizers, and fungicides and all this stuff, and then they're raised for hardiness. So a lot of them actually have chemical scents added on top of that, so that they smell good because they're just being raised to be able to be shipped in a, you know, refrigerated container. And so again, it's one of these things where a lot of the workers that are growing the flowers overseas that we don't see are, you know, having miscarriages and cancer and really awful things that nobody wants to see or really think about. I can't blame anybody, but the good news is there are a lot of local growers that are, you know, doing a wonderful job and offering fantastic, beautiful, fresh, sustainable blooms here in the United States. And so I really encourage, again, like with food, when you're thinking about flowers, think a little bit outside the box and a little bit more in season. So try to pick something that's going to be available where you are and the time you are. You can save a fortune by doing it. My husband and I decided we were having a wedding in October in New York, and so we bought dahlias and some hydrangea, all organic, from a local flower farm. We spent $200 on our flowers, and then we had a professional florist arrange them instead of spending, you know, $2,000-$3,000 on flowers. So you can really save a lot of money by going green, and, you know, it's better for everybody and for the environment as well.
That's an amazing idea. I've never thought about that, actually just hiring an arranger. And being able
it's
to...
It's like the makeup.
Right. It's a fantastic idea. And what a great way to save money, and like you're saying, and do something just spectacular in the process. Everybody loves fresh, beautiful flowers.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And it also makes your wedding just look a little bit more unique. By the way, I just looked up the Hershey's petition, and if you're on Twitter, it's hashtag Hershey's Herp is what it is. And the other issue with chocolate is that a lot of the chocolates use palm oil, and so the palm oil plantations are destroying orangutan habitat. So if you really start digging into this stuff, palm oil is a big problem as well. And so there's also a hashtag conflict palm oil, where you can also find a lot of activity and information about this topic. Rainforest Action Network is the one that's really spearheading it.
I love that. So tell me how one gets certified.
Oh, as a wedding planner?
Yes, I love that.
Yeah. So,
I mean, that is the first site that I've actually seen that on. And I love that you can be certified as a green planner. And that was actually one of my questions, too, is all these things that you're sharing, I definitely want you to give a shout-out with your website and how people can contact you. And then do you have coaches or guides that help them through this process?
Yes. So I often get asked if I plan weddings, and the answer is no, but I teach wedding planners how to go green and certify them through both the university system and online. And so if you're looking for a green wedding planner, we have a partial directory. We're in the process of relaunching this thing, but I think there's about 30 or 40 American planners on a tab called Wedding Planner Directory, which is just a very simple list by state. And we have a few in Canada and Spain and a couple of other countries that you can contact that have gone through the certification process. And if you're a wedding planner or professional listening to this, we have a green wedding professional certification course It's also a link off of the homepage. You'll see there's a sort of a pink banner in the upper right-hand corner that says Wedding Planner Certification Course. And that's an online self-paced class. It really walks through every part of the wedding planning process and make sure that those professionals know how all sort of all of those choices that we talk about going green, not just that they know what they are, but they know why it's a problem, that they have a whole range of solutions to offer brides, and that they have companies that they've built relationships with and work with that they can then refer those brides out to. So we really try to make it for brides who want kind of that one-stop shop. I need somebody to guide me through this process and plan my event and make it beautiful and exactly the way I want. And by the way, they can make it all eco-friendly and no additional cost. So these are the planners that we recommend.
That's great. And I'm sure, you know, some really simple things are even just the basic water and the water bottles.
Yeah. Yeah, water bottles are a big one. I mean, it's right. If you put out a pitcher of water, you know, most tap water is cleaner than bottled water because bottled water is not regulated either in the same way that tap water is. So if you use tap water and put, you know, slices of cucumber or lemon, you know, anything like that, and then or oranges, you can make sort of these very beautiful water displays, and it's much more environmentally sound. The plastic bottles are, unfortunately, many, many, many of them end up in the garbage, even though they're hypothetically recyclable. It's much more waste than just going right from the tap, obviously. But it's just, you know, those are small details. I mean, the best thing a green wedding planner can do is help you find a venue and work with the florist and work with the caterer and really take care of all of those details and the timing of the actual event. You know, having a coordinator is something that's extremely helpful. And one of the stories I tell in the book, I did not have a wedding planner for my own wedding, and if I could go back and do it again, I definitely would, because I had very elaborate plans about what was going to happen, especially around the things at my wedding. So, you know, we took a lot of care to reuse and recycle things. I borrowed these beautiful chargers from my brother's wedding that we reused that go under the plate, these sort of gold metallic chargers. And after the wedding, the cleanup crew put them, they didn't know where to put them. They'd come in these big, you know, I'd bought like industrial Tupperware containers with us, and, you know, the people who set up weren't the same people who cleaned up. And so the cleanup crew didn't know where they were supposed to go, and so they put them in garbage bags by the door for us to come pick up. Except I didn't know we were supposed to pick them up, and, you know, I didn't know where they were. And so they were in garbage bags, and they ended up getting thrown away. You know, not that shockingly, they got thrown away. And so here with my supposed green wedding, I ended up throwing away 150 beautiful reusable chargers. And it was really devastating. You know, I was upset financially. It was upsetting. I was sorry for my brother. I felt bad all around. I felt really bad about the environmental issue as well. So, you know, it's the kind of thing where if you have a wedding planner, they can really coordinate the waste management side of the wedding and the separating out and the recycling and the donating. If you're donating your flowers after the event, if you're donating leftover food to a shelter, you know, they can coordinate all of that for you, and that alone is worth having a wedding planner for.
That's great. And tell us again your site so people can find it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's greenbrideguide.com. And the easiest way to get in touch with me is just Kate, K-A-T-E, at greenbrideguide.com.
Perfect. That's great. And then one of the most extraordinary parts is that you then unfolded Green Mom. And so tell us about Green Mom, because I mean, even, you know, I think about that all the time, because we've done all these shows on my other show, Unlimited Life, talking about the toxins in paint. When people are painting their houses or they're carpeting and you have newborn babies, or even if you're pregnant, how those fumes really affect the pregnancy, but especially newborns and toddlers and the toys that they play and they stick everything in their mouth and, you know, and their clothes. And so I love the fact that you have taken your expertise and your talent and your wisdom, and that you care so much that you've actually expanded to the very next stage, which is moms and babies and the future of our generations. And so tell me about that, because that just, to me, is extraordinary.
Yeah, it was just a logical extension of what we were doing. I mean, I had my own son 3 years ago. His birthday was last weekend, actually. And I found that I was facing those same issues. You know, how do I deal with diapering? How do I deal with feeding him? How do I store this stuff? You know, is there reasonable ways to get clothing that isn't $80 a T-shirt, you know, but is still going to be good for him and good for the environment? What about all the things I'm putting on him? I mean, if you go onto that Skin Deep database I was telling you about, you'll discover that a lot of the Johnson & Johnson baby products are an 8 on the toxicity scale. So just because something is geared towards babies doesn't mean it's non-toxic by any means. And so I felt very intimidated, I think, and overwhelmed again. And I just really wanted to share some of the wisdom and some of the research as I was doing it about the toxicity and the choices and really what are the greatest hazards to kids. And I started working with a pediatrician at Yale and a pediatric toxicologist here at Yale as well to try to find, you know, some simple answers and substitutions for everyday parenting decisions. And it's definitely more of a side project. It doesn't get nearly as much attention or, you know, from me as the wedding site. But I try to put up, you know, a new article about once a week on that site as opposed to the bride site where we put up one or two a day. But are more focused on, you know, everyday living and how to navigate not making yourself insane, but also having a safe and healthy environment for your kids.
Oh, that's great. So do you write your blogs then? They're coming from you?
It depends. I mean, I have contributors. I have some editorial staff, and then some of it comes from me. It depends on the type of article. I mean, some of the style posts in particular, and now that I have a network of experts on the wedding site, you know, I'll have the experts chime in. I mean, I would much rather see a decor post coming from a florist who's every day out there, you know, creating these beautiful floral arrangements and navigating that than from me. I mean, I can do roundups and things like that, but she's really the expert in her own field, right?
I love that. I was just going to say, because I'm so glad you answered the way you answered, because there's so much diversity and there's so much information. Then I would think that you're like Albert Einstein in this. So I'm so glad that environment is your forte and you do it so absolutely beautiful. And I'm so glad that you've opened the door for so many experts and specialists to be part of this world, because really I just think that this site is so rich with information and so incredibly informative and so incredibly accessible and easy to use and easy to navigate. And so
thank you. Yeah, I try. So something I'm always working on improving. And, you know, there are changes I would love to make to it. Hopefully this year or next year I'll do another round of improvements. You know, the internet gets better all the time and all the sites on it get better. But one of the things that's so nice about the green community is that it's a very collaborative environment. I love when people write for the site, and I write for a lot of other sites. You know, sharing that knowledge and expertise around is something that really matters to me. I mean, the more people that, the more voices you have and the more perspectives and the more eyes you have on something, the better. You know, it's something I really want brides to feel good about. And same thing with parents. You know, I don't want to scare parents. There's some scary things when you start digging in, like with the flowers. You know, there's some very sad and heartbreaking stories, but that shouldn't be the messaging. The messaging is that every choice that we make makes a difference, and that there are so many easy, positive choices you can make that you can make sure that you're not kind of encountering the parts that are so painful by mistake. I mean, so many of us support these things by mistake. I mean, I didn't know about the Hershey situation until I saw the information about it, and now it's really changing my buying habits. So I think that's true of a lot of Americans. Like, you don't really think about the fact that that wedding gown is made in China in a sweatshop. It's using 15 yards of material. It's, you know, it's supporting all sorts of things you'd probably rather not think about. But again, there are so many wonderful alternatives where you can wear that gorgeous gown and feel good about it. So that's really the messaging.
Just amazing. I absolutely love the path that you're on and the road that you're on. I think it's so wonderful. And even the subjects for the kids, you know, from the bath to the toys to back to school. And I think that you even had a picture with, like, a little rainbow monkey hat, and I think that was the cutest baby I ever saw in my life. Like, you just have a sight, truly. You go to these sites, and there's just, it's special. It's different. And when you're starting your life together, I can't imagine that there be any aspect of your life that you would want to come across a wall or a closed door. And so many times, like you're saying, dealing with a florist or dealing with some of these products or some of whatever that is that you have, the invitation companies or the people that are handling your stationery or handling your silverware, with anything that you have coming across, that it's very expensive. And you can only do it this way, or you don't have many choices. And green, you have every choice. It's as many colors as there are in the rainbow, as many flowers as there are, as many, you know, things that we have accessible to us, all of the colors, all of the choice, everything is available. And so you actually can create your own fairy tale and your own fantasy and your own happily ever after, and really know that not only you've created your own life in an organic way, the same way your love was created, but the fact that you're sharing it with your family and friends and people that you love and even into the next generation. So I just think this is just fantastic.
Well, you know, and I think you bring up a really great point, too, which is that there are these huge industrial wedding companies, right, that are producing things en masse for weddings, like disposable aisle runners. And then you contrast that with a company, let's say an individual artisan on Etsy or on the Green Bride Guide site, you know, that person who's making every ring by hand out of recycled metal, to that person, your purchase is their livelihood and allows them to, you know, to have an environmentally friendly business in the United States that is letting them be an artist. That is an amazing thing, too, to use your wedding buying power to support that local flower farm and to support that local farmer and to support, you know, that eco-friendly ring manufacturer. Like, that, it just feels really great to be able to work with these amazing vendors as well. I mean, they really care and take great pride in their work, and you know that you're not just part of the wedding meal. I mean, you're really stepping out and creating an individual experience, a beautiful experience, and something that's going to be, you know, good for you and good for the planet and good for your community.
That's so beautiful. I was just thinking when you were talking about the rings, that if you think about the significance of a ring being the circle of life, and, you know, it's our planet Earth, and it's that same from the very beginning and all the way, you know, into the sky, into the earth, into the heavens. And to have a ring that's specifically designed for you, that represents all that is, that's really what it's about, not just a store-bought ring that, you know, has been sitting there for 20 years in a glass case.
Yeah, and, you know, going green can really add that layer of meaning. And, you know, when you talk about rings, one of my favorite companies out there is a company called Green Carat, K-A-R-A-T. And they allow you to send in jewelry, and they'll melt it down and give you credit for it when they're casting something. So I always love the idea that you could take, for example, like that one lost earring that you have from your grandmother and something from your husband's side or your wife's side, and bring those pieces together and melt them into rings for both of you, that you could have these rings that physically represent the two sides of the family. I just think that's really very, very cool and very special and much more interesting than the store-bought ring, right?
I've never heard of that, Kate, and I've written that down, and I would love to be able to share that because I think that that's just, gosh, my gosh, what a very special idea. I can't imagine anything more perfect than to be able to combine your two families and your love and your history and your past and your future all together into your rings.
Yeah, I love it. And there's another company that we work with, again, I think I mentioned them earlier in the program, Cast Paper Art, and one of the products that they offer through our site now is you can take your wedding flowers and you send them the flowers and they'll turn it into a wedding album with the flowers as the, you know, they mix it into recycled paper and make paper from your wedding flowers. So everyone's like, oh, what do I do with my wedding flowers? And, you know, they dry. I have these like gross flower bouquets I just found recently cleaning out my parents' attics from my prom or something. It's like, you know, these disgusting upside down bouquets. But you could actually turn that into beautiful paper that then you can use as thank you notes for your wedding, that you can use in these albums. You know, really neat symbolic things that are recycling and also eco-friendly. So I think going green, in addition to saving you a lot of money in many cases and being good for the earth, can also add this wonderful layer of meaning with these, you know, incredible vendors that I'm just so grateful to be able to support.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for your time today and for coming on this show and for all your information. I'd love to have you on again because I love to actually keep the audience up with some of the things that are happening. And I just think that this is just such dynamic information and such important information. And I would love to be able to continue to share it with everybody because I really think that this is just such a special, beautiful way to go and a way to start your life. Really, in a way that you know your life is going to flourish, even as you're sharing, you know, what a beautiful thing to do with your flowers and your bouquets to be able to create that memory. So thank you so much, and we so look forward to having you again, and thank you for sharing all of this information on green weddings and green moms and bringing your environmental passion to the beauty and love around the world.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I would absolutely love to come back on. And like I said, please let the listeners know that they're welcome to reach out to me directly at any time, kate@greenbrideguide.com, or they can use the contact form at greenbrideguide.com as well. But I really am happy to answer any questions, and I could easily talk for another hour.
We will definitely have you back, man. So thank you again, and wish you a wonderful, wonderful time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. What a special guest. I absolutely love everything that she said, and now in my own heart I'm thinking when I get married that's exactly what I would want to do with the ring and with my wedding bouquet, and now I have all these ideas floating in my own head, and I'm sure that you do in yours, and even if you've been married many, many years, everything that she said you can absolutely use and utilize in your own life. So thank you, Kate Harrison, Green Bride Guide, for being with us today. Fabulous show. And we still look forward to Chris Atwood and the Passion Test. This is Nicole Brandon with Hourglass Bride wishing you a wonderful week, and may all your dreams come true.